Can dinner heal a divided country? Justine Lee and Tria Chang are two Americans who felt disheartened by the often polarizing and vilifying language during and after the 2016 election. So they started Make America Dinner Again. Make America Dinner Again was a four-year nationwide project of theirs building empathy in their community, one conversation at a time. It is no secret that the results of the 2016 election highlighted great divides in opinion, whether between family, neighbors, or perfect strangers. In an attempt to build understanding and move forward together, Justine and Tria invited people to sit down and have dinner. There are many avenues to protest, to donate, to fight, to be heard. Make America Dinner Again is an avenue to listen. These small dinners consist of respectful conversation, guided activities, and delicious food shared among 6 to 10 guests who have differing political viewpoints and our country's best interests at heart. Text taken right from the website of an organization begun about 5 to 6 years ago, as mentioned, all about what it takes to heal divisions, and it begins with maybe the simple act of making dinner for another. I don't know anything about the faith lives of these two young adults, young post-college graduates at that time, but they were doing something the Jesus way. In fact, as we see Jesus beginning his proclamation of the kingdom of God, his great mission from the Father, he begins by, we might say, making Israel dinner again. He goes out into a divided world, a divided Israel within itself, divided from the greater Roman Empire that they find themselves in constant contention and division with. And he begins by getting people to sit down at a table together, enjoy a conversation, and make friends. Jesus makes Israel dinner again, and that's how he heals a divided nation. We reap the benefits of that every time we celebrate the Eucharist together. The Eucharist is what makes us one, and we are one in the Eucharist. We receive the body of Christ to become the body of Christ. We become what we receive around the table. We receive his Holy Spirit through the body of Christ so that we may become one body, one spirit in Christ. Making people dinner is Jesus's favorite evangelization strategy. His evangelization strategy was turning enemies and strangers into a family of friends. This is the Jesus way of reconciliation, seeking methods and programs that seek less to win or to make a point, but to make a family and to make friends around the table. There's a preacher saying that says, what we win them with is what we win them to. What we win them with is what we win them to. Jesus wins the people around him by making them dinner. And he wins them to a community of the Eucharist. Begins in small ways. Who's around our dinner table on a regular basis? Certainly it's family and friends who we share certain bonds and connections, but who's the sinner at our table that Jesus is inviting us to listen to have a conversation with? It doesn't have to end there. It ends at the healing, Jesus, the great physician, who comes to heal and bind our wounds, and conversion is that process. But it does begin there. It begins with that willingness to listen and have a conversation with whatever fill-in-the-blank sinner that the Pharisees and the early disciples had an issue Jesus sitting and having a conversation with. Who's our fill-in-the-blank sinner? The one we can't imagine Jesus today coming and sitting and having a conversation with. And if we're about the Jesus way, What steps are we taking to building those kinds of friendships, mending our ways together the Jesus way?